In 1893, at the age of 53, the French Impressionist painter Claude Monet began a new work. It wasn't a painting. It was an excavation of dirt on a narrow strip of property with the intention of diverting a little stream into a pond.
Monet, he loved his water lilies. Later in years, his passion became the pond. You know, the cascade of color changing all the time. He spent all his days out by the pond painting. He loved the water.
That's Larry Cronin. He's a man of many careers, a professional photographer, a teacher, an underwater filmmaker, and he shares with Monet a passion for garden ponds. Since the early 70s, he's been building what are called water features. What began as an obsessive hobby became a business and a mission.
Look over there. You can see the new plants that are just coming up, the iris, the blue flag iris and the yellow iris, that they're just getting ready to open up.
Larry has designed and built more than 40 water features for private gardens on Nantucket. Now he's trying to recreate Monet's famous water garden at Cheverny in France, the garden which inspired the painter's enormous depictions of flowers and watery reflections verging on the abstract.
So let's go take a look at something here. But I have all the stuff that I need here to work with.
Because Monet's is such an idealized vision of nature, it's easy to forget that before he painted his first water lily, he had to create the pond. Everything about a water garden is an artistic composition. Nature provides a palette of materials, stone and soil and plants.
And then you get, of course, the sound of water. And it's many dimensions. It can be quiet. It can be a trickle. It can be droplets of water. It can be a cascade. There's so many ways that you can use water.
What Larry's striving for with each water feature is to create an artistically conceived setting that's also a living habitat. Larry raises all his own iris and bamboo and lotus flowers. And then there are the animals. He takes me into his greenhouse.
This is a working farm here. There's some frogs in here. And we got snails, more snails growing here. And there's little tadpoles, a lot of tadpoles in here. We try and grow 2,000 or 3,000.
But his prizes are the fish, which he grows from eggs and uses in each feature he designs.
Come on, you guys.
He splashes the water to attract them over to us.
Come on over and say hello. There's a beauty there. Look at this iridescent black gold. That's a butterfly koi, the big fins. Beautiful fish.
We drive out to the site of the Monet's water feature. It's early May. The plants are just coming to life. And as we come down the driveway, we see an upper pond and a lower pond. The site is still under construction.
We've already installed the water lilies in the foreground, as you can see. Why don't we get out and take a closer look? And so you're going to see those splashes of color on the surface. Well, you can see one there, another one there, another one over there. This will be about 5 feet in diameter.
The water lily clusters have yet to flower, but there's a weeping willow already at one end of the upper pond. And the signature element of Monet's garden, the graceful Japanese-style bridge.
The bridge is going to be right here. It'll go from that rock over there, the base of that stone, span right across here and come down on the other side, about 18 feet across. And it's over a riffle of water that's going to be plunging down. So we're trying to keep it to the same design and the same color as Monet's, which was a soft green color. I'm hoping somebody's going to bring back a paint sample from a scraping off Monet's bridge and a visit to France this summer.
The clarity of the water as it reflected the light was so critical to Claude Monet, he sent gardeners out every morning in rowboats to clean his pond, removing algae and clearing dead leaves. They even hand-rinsed individual lily pads. But of course, things don't have to be that complicated.
The real joy of having a water garden is to sit and be quiet and listen. Why don't we take a minute to just listen?
For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Steve Junker.